Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
We've roped another person into the studio. We're doing pretty well today, aren't we, David and Neil? Paavali Jumppanen.
Perfect.
Hopefully I said that correctly. Artistic Director of the Australian National Academy of Music. And we're going to be talking about the innovative spirit of George Crumb. So I've already got the plug in there, but let's go into your background a little bit. How did it all start for you in the music industry?
Well, that's a long story. I'm going to make it really short. I'm a pianist from Finland. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Finland in a kind
what
of.
What the hell did you move to Australia for? Live Finland?
I can tell you in one word, Anam, the Australian National Academy of Music. There's no such thing anywhere else in the world as when music education goes.
Yep.
And okay. Finland is a big country in music education. Anyway. So I became a performer, a real lover of chamber music, had and have an international career as a performing artist. And that career brought me to Australia almost 20 years ago. And since then, I've done 8 national tours in the country. And on one of those tours, I was introduced to Anam. I was a visiting artist at Anam, and Anam really blew my mind away. I didn't know that there's such a place where music education and ongoing festival and concert presentation is just united in such a great way. And anyway, so Anam kept bringing me back to Australia. I did other things there, here and there as well. And then at some point, the position of artistic director of Anam became available, and I applied and I got it. And so I moved here with my family 2 years ago, and I'm loving it.
I'm sure you are. I was teasing. Now you've got to explain to people, even though a lot of Melbourne people do know the Australian National Academy of Music, what is it? Who is it?
It's like the national team of classical music of Australia. So it's a training institution. Training organization. We have 67 students who have graduated. Most of them have graduated.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
conservatories.
That. But so they've, you know, like, and you're helping them along the way.
They're professionals. They would be professionals without something like Anam. They would be out there in the profession seeking for jobs and starting festivals and playing in string quartets. But there's this great training organization, this system, which is funded by the Commonwealth, which allows them to have from 1 to 3 years of extra training on top of the training that they've already gotten from the conservatories. And that training is delivered by doing. So they perform in our concert series, they perform our festivals, they perform alongside of Australian professional orchestras. And so it's really just being a musician and becoming an artist. That's what the students of Anam or the musicians of Anam.
How do you choose them? How do they get in? Do they have to audition?
Oh, they most certainly do have to audition. Yeah. So every year we run a recruitment campaign and students apply. I mean, wannabe students apply from all across the country and New Zealand, which is also included. And the best get in, and they have the benefits of the program from 1 to 3 years.
So also, you mentioned earlier that you kept coming back to do performances with Anam before you actually started being artistic director. So is that one of the things about the experience, is to actually bring in other artists, like renowned artists from around the world,
Absolutely.
To work with as well?
Absolutely. So both our faculty, because all of the musicians have their individual teachers at the academy. Yep. All of our faculty are also great performers, and many of them have performance careers in Australia and internationally. So both the faculty and visiting artists, like I used to be, sort of deliver the training and perform alongside the Anam musicians. Mm.
And you're based in South Melbourne, the South Melbourne Town Hall, but you're not there at present. Give us the story of that.
the roof fell in.
Oops. Oops. Playing too loud, was it?
South Melbourne Town Hall of a few years.
Beautiful building, but absolutely. Very old yeah. building.
Absolutely. And luckily, nobody was hurt. Mm-hmm. And Anam had to move elsewhere very quickly. There was a middle stage when we were there for a little while, but then the building was declared unsafe. And,
right.
So Anam had to find a temporary location somewhere, and we found an unbelievably inspiring place at the Abbotsford Convent.
Right.
So we're currently there during the time when the Southampton Town Hall is going to be revamped, repaired first and then revamped.
Yep.
And we'll take occupancy again in 2026.
Yep.
That time, the entire building, instead of
wow.
the half of the building
wow.
which we had until yeah. that thing happened.
Yeah.
And so Anam is currently in a kind of transition. But we have to remember that the Anam, some of the Anam musicians, the students who were there, for whom this institution really is, they spend only 1 year at Anam, and then they go out and win a position as the solo oboe
yeah,
of
yeah.
an orchestra X. So we actually have a few generations of Anam students coming through Anam at the convent. So the convent is our home currently. The institution is thinking about and working on moving back to South Melbourne, but we're now there.
Right. And like what I love about the South Melbourne building, because I live here in St Kilda and I go to the South Melbourne market and I walk a lot of the time, is that there was some beautiful old council chambers in there. Is that being ripped out and you're using them for performance spaces, or are you keeping those beautiful wood paneling? And
well, it's a heritage building, so not much
course.
will be ripped out.
Yeah.
It's going to be old meets new. Mm-hmm. So we have a terrific architect, Peter Elliott, who's working on this stuff for us. There are spaces which can acquire a more modern look, and then there are ones which will look the same but will be acoustically better, like yeah. the council chamber, for instance.
Yep.
We used to have talks there, and in fact, when I first came to Anam, I think it was 2010, I gave a presentation in that very room, which I
right.
think you're talking about, and that room, by the way, is really, really good for brass classes.
Ah, yeah. Because of all the wood.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's acoustically really good.
Now, I loved it. I'm thinking it's probably 10 years ago. You actually built, and I don't know if you saw it at all, but it was a building at the front, a square building that was built, and it was a performance in the round. Were you aware of that?
You're talking about the Anam Quartet House. Which is a sort of purpose-made building to perform string quartets, where the string quartet sits in the middle
yeah.
of this very tiny little venue,
yeah.
which really looks like
a
wooden box.
Yeah.
It's very strange. You look into it, you don't know what's inside. It's like Wunderkammer.
Yeah.
And you have two rows of seats around the circulating stage, and a string quartet plays, and the stage rotates very, very slowly. So actually, not knowing that it rotates,
yeah.
it throws you off a little bit in. From time to time, we put it up. It was actually on the grounds of the Melbourne Museum earlier this year when we did a festival with three British string quartets and three Australian string quartets,
okay.
All tied to Anam. Some were Anam alumni, some were Anam students and all that.
Yeah.
So what's
it like, performing in a building like that? Because it would be interesting but different and exciting in a way.
Oh, absolutely. The Quartet House really was a stroke of genius of somebody. Unfortunately, not mine. I was before my time. But I'm sure I would have come up.
Yeah, of course you would have.
It's a brilliant thing. A string quartet is a historic instrument in a way. It used to be a sit-around actually in the 1800s, in the 1700s, and in the 1800s when four people would sit facing each other and read string quartets
yep.
in somebody's living room.
Yep.
And now you are in the quartet house. You take this sit-around and make it rotate and have people sit around.
That's around.
So it's really quite brilliant.
All right. So tell us, chamber music. You've got something a bit special coming up. What is it?
At the end of this week, we're presenting four concerts at the Abbotsford Convent from Thursday to Saturday, and it's the end of the year festival, chamber music festival at Anam, kind of an annual thing, but this year it's very, very special. We have a theme and special programming for it. The festival is called The Innovative Spirit of George Crumb.
Now, who's he?
George Crumb is a maverick, or was a maverick, American composer who passed away in the beginning of last year. A little bit like a Picasso of music, or some really sort of profoundly influential and modern figure. When he passed away, the LA Times ran an obituary which said that George Crumb was the heartbeat of America.
Whoa.
And I would actually enlarge that and say George Crumb was the heartbeat of the world.
Whoa.
He was this modernist composer who composed these works which are strange and beautiful at the same time. They're full of influences from other composers, other musics, old musics. You will hear a fragment of Schubert and a fragment of Jimi Hendrix and all of this stuff mixed into these works which actually really speak to what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And they're very, very beautiful works themselves.
Yeah.
So at the end of each one of our four concerts, we present a masterpiece by George Crumb, Vox Balanae, The Voice of a Whale, The Black Angels, for electric string quartet, a work which in time was criticizing really the Vietnam War, but does it in a way where if you don't know that, you're just taking in this unbelievably moving and haunting kind of piece of work. And a work called The Macrocosmos, which is for two pianists and two percussionists, all of whom play multiple instruments and hum and sing and whistle and play slide whistles.
Whoa.
In addition to their normal instruments. So it's really this very visceral musical world that George Crumb created.
Now tell us, do the students know of him? You know, is he that well known in music circles, or are they discovering him when you decided to use his music?
Musicians know of George Crumb. His works are not performed very often. They are very, very famous. Vox Balanae is a vastly known work of an early environmental work. You listeners may know that in the end of the 60s, there was a recording released of the sounds and the singing of actual whales.
Yeah.
And that became...
There used to be albums that used to be able to buy.
There you go. Crumb was inspired by that to create his work for electric trio. So it's flute, cello, and piano, and so it's inspired by that work. Anyway, so the question was: do musicians know of his music? Yes, they do. They are discovering it at the same time because it's not being performed that often. However, you know, works by Crumb do get performed. Interesting thing about works like The Voice of the Whale or Black Angels is that very often you read famous musicians telling an interview about why they became classical musicians. And quite often they said, I heard Black Angels in concert. I wanted to start the string quartet because it was so moving and so incredible experience.
And why aren't, you know, like us common people aware of this man's music? You know, like what can, you know, like, well, you're doing this to lift the awareness now, but, you know, like, I think he needs to be more famous like the lackeys like us that know nothing about music.
Well, a couple things. Well, first of all, after this interview especially, everybody will know about George Crumb after next weekend at Annam, certainly. Well, first of all, it's chamber music. So how many Beethoven string quartets or Mozart string quartets can the common public know? We know the common public knows of that music because it's been played on radio. And it's being played in concert halls, and also there are great symphonic works by Beethoven and Mozart which relate to that. So people who go to big orchestral concerts will know how that music basically sounds. Crumb has very little of that. There are some orchestral works, but they're not performed that much. Why is there all this unbelievable amount of great art that we don't know about? Maybe that's a problem of the society and people's habits. So go to concerts, come to these things.
So why did you, you know, like, was it your idea to do his music?
I guess I should say that this one was my idea.
Hey, thank you for bringing it to our attention. Yeah. You know, his music needs to be part of a soundtrack to a movie or something, shouldn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, like, to lift awareness.
And in fact, it may be that it is. Yeah, well, that's a
think we should start protesting, saying we need to hear this music somewhere in the world. Thank you for coming in today. Lovely to meet you, but also lovely that you've brought this music to the forefront for us to make us aware of this person that's so loved within the music world, but not by everyone.
Not yet, until people have heard. I mean, there's heaps of other works at the festival there as well. We're performing some Australian music that was inspired by Crumb, and shares a similar inspiration. We're playing music at the festival which Crumb was inspired by, you know, works by Copland, works by Stravinsky,
okay,
and works by his students who are still alive, and some really cutting edge.
Right. How old was he when he died?
I think he passed away.
92.
Okay, so he was getting up there.
In the 20s. Yeah.
So there's our students would have been younger, of course. So yeah, there you go. Thank you so much for coming in. And what's it called again?
The Innovative Spirit of George Crumb.
Right.
Annam this week.
And it's the 25th and
23rd to the 25th.
And where is it?
At the Abbotsford Convent.
Right.
And what's the easiest way for people to get tickets?
Go online and go, Annam, what's on?
Very, very good.
Perfect.
That's to the point. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being talking to Paavali Jumppinen, who is the Artistic Director of Annam here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.